the hated Haitian army dismantled by Haiti's first democratically elected president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, has been reconstituted by Jovenel Moïse, who is the controversial president of Haiti. And some of the people that he has put basically in charge of the army in key positions are people who participated in the first coup against President Aristide in 1991, and also in the 1994 slaughter of thousands of Aristide supporters. Now, here to discuss what is going on, the implications of all of this, I'd like to welcome Dr. Jeb Sprague. He teaches at the University of California, Santa Barbara. He's the author of Globalizing the Caribbean and Paramilitarism and the Assault on Democracy in Haiti. Jeb, welcome.
Hi, Marguerite. Thank you for having me.
Right. Okay. And thank you for giving my Haitian name as Marguerite. Okay. Jeb, so what's happening here? You've got six people in key positions in the new army, and already there are a lot of fears about this army being reconstituted in the first place, right, given their history and what this might mean now for the movement on the ground that's trying to bring back democracy to Haiti. Jeb.
It's even coming out in the mainstream media, the contradiction of this, of rebuilding what they're calling a new army, a new sanitized military. But it's so clear, this contradiction, when you are attempting to do that, but yet you have these guys that were involved in the Cedras dictatorship and the Rabateau massacre in the 1990s. And so, yeah, these six different officials that have been named as heading up this new military force, where the government is putting aside $8.5 million this year on this new army in a country that faces so many other problems that the government needs to put resources and energy towards. So I'll just mention two of the officials, since we have just a few minutes here. Colonel John Robert Gabriel, who was actually convicted. He was outside of the country. He was refusing to return, but there were trials that were held, Rabateau massacre trials, for the first time in the history of the country. They were aired on public television, where VHS cassettes would be driven from Rabateau to Port-au-Prince and played on Haiti's public television channel. And so people in the country were learning, or they were seeing the faces behind these crimes and learning about the financial and activities behind the scenes. And so this guy, Gabriel, he was the secretary to the high command of the army under the Cedras regime. And so that massacre, the military carried out the massacre against dozens of democracy activists in this Rabateau lower income neighborhood in Gonaïve. And the FRAP paramilitaries were also involved. Another one of the guys is Sadrak Santil, and he headed the motorized division, a armored vehicle group within the Haitian military at the time, which we know that, I mean, the country, that the military was never going to be used to repel an invasion from the Dominican Republic or repel an American invasion. That was never the purpose of the military during the 20th century. The purpose of the military was always for internal repression. Ever since the end of the U.S. occupation in the early 20th century, when they left, they helped construct this new military, this proxy military force. And so both of these individuals were part of the Cedras high command. They accompanied him during the failed UN brokered negotiations, the Governor Islands Accord, that was supposed to restore Aristide in October of 1993, but that failed as a lot of people were being assassinated. Some of Aristide's officials that returned to try to help in this transition were also assassinated.
Yeah. And, you know, Jeb, I just returned from Haiti, actually, early Sunday morning. And when you mentioned the $8.5 million for the new army, when I was there, I visited a market where a lot of the impoverished women were packed, jam-packed, government-owned place. There was a huge fire. There's these suspicious fires now happening against these market women. And the government isn't doing anything. Right. Those women lost everything and they still owe money to the banks. But yet here is Jovenel Moïse spending $8.5 million for a new army. And also just today, I saw a report about a journalist who has gone missing and nobody knows where he is. Recently, he's been missing since March 14th when he went to cover a protest that was happening. A protest that was happening. And when I was in Haiti, I also visited another journalist who was shot, likely, I think, at that same protest. So, you know, he's an independent, reported that he is an independent journalist. So just some final thoughts from you, because it does seem as though that era from the Duvalier period of those Tonton Macoute attacks on the impoverished population are stepping up again. Jeb.
Yeah. And you're speaking from a perspective that is concerned with the lives of poor people and the majority population. But when we look at this military, the priority is on elite concerns. And you see different competing elites and these conditions that they're trying to bring about. So Haiti has high unemployment. A large part of the population is structurally marginalized from the global capitalist economy and within the country. The voter election turnout since the earthquake under the new right-wing establishment in the country is around 20% of the voting age population is turning out in elections. That's compared to 60 to 70 or higher percentages under the democratic interregnum. If we look at the candidates who won that were opposed to Duvalierism. So there's this new condition in the country where there's low voter turnout. A large part of the population is still structurally marginalized. So for elites, they need this mechanism for internal repression when the popular movement is mobilizing. And so what they're debating now, and we can see this debate being carried out in the Miami Herald and a lot of other newspapers covering this, is what's the best way of in going about and rebuilding this military. Various U.S. officials, they're upset because the government has been so brazen in appointing these officials to the new military. They don't like that sort of embarrassment. And so you see a lot of them quoted in media outlets as now, you know, opposing how the Haitian government is doing this. But in fact, we look at the history of these people, like Ambassador James Foley. He oversaw the 2004 coup and the insertion of 400 ex-army paramilitaries into the police force that we know through WikiLeaks. He was doing that in 2004, 2005.
Yeah, and Jeb, I'm afraid we've run out of time, but your point is well put, because we know that the U.S. has been up to their eyeballs, certainly with the second coup against President Aristide and a lot of this. You got short thrift today because we ran a little long on our earlier segment. So, Jeb, we'll have you back very, very soon. Okay. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.